Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Leonard fakes the give, backs up deep, pumps, the ball is out, the ball is loose inside the 10, the ball is picked up by the Houston Texans, Henry has it inside the 1.
Yeah, what a great play. It's always so rewarding when the edges get in and get after a player, especially one that can move around. Riley Leonard was moving around decently well as a quarterback, but you love seeing big number 55 Danielle Hunter get his paws on that arm, see that ball. That was a tuck rule fumble.
Yeah, and it was a huge play. It was the difference in the game, ultimately.
That is a fair point to make. So always fun seeing the edges get involved. I imagine I would like to see a lot more of their involvement come Monday. Next Monday, that is, when the Texans face off against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That has now been solidified as your wild card destination here in the first round. But yeah, a great game in which the Texans win 38-30. There's definitely some things that they need to improve on. But at this point, 17 games down, 12-5 is the record. Another successful regular season. The postseason will unfurl before us. Are they playoff ready, these Texans? 713-572-4610.
Short answer, they are absolutely playoff ready. I think it was, what, maybe after the Buffalo game? It was around that part where we came in here, and I know I said, doesn't matter. This defense can beat anyone, anywhere, and is a Super Bowl caliber defense.
I remember that.
I think it was after the Buffalo game, and we've all sort of grown to, you know, understand and kind of latch on to that. So, I mean, here we are. Look, if you're just joining us here at your lunch break, this is a celebration. This should be a celebration, but there's a part two to it. The celebration is you started the season 0-3. You're at 12-5, and you're in the playoffs.
9 straight wins, which ties the longest
record.
It is the longest active win streak in the National Football League.
Yeah.
You went in, this is the first time you've made the playoffs as a wild card, and that's not because you didn't have a good record. It's because the Jacksonville Jaguars found a way to be wildly better than I think expectation was for this season.
Yes.
And, you put up the best defense, I think, in franchise history. Like, you've managed to do some great things in the season, but expectations were such and really should be such that that is fine and good, but that's not where you will be judged on ultimately on the season.
I think that, you know, part one is where we are. You should be, as a Houstonian, you should have your chest out. You should feel really good. You have every bit the chance that anybody else in the AFC, anybody else in front of you has to get to the first Super Bowl in Houston sports history. That's part one. Yes, they are ready because of this defense. Part two is, all right, where do you think, you know, you mentioned it, you know, some things that, yes, there are things that need to improve. Where do you think that improvement needs to come? Some potential sort of, I guess, you know, potential hiccups, if you will, stumbling blocks, and maybe something that could derail you. because nine straight, you're on a train, man. I know some of those games, including yesterday's, could have easily slipped away. But you got that win because of the play you just heard. You know, that's what set you on this course. The defense doing it again. And now you're going to Pittsburgh. The Texans have never won a road playoff game, like that. And so you're going to Pittsburgh where there's some haunting memories, some very historical haunting memories. It's a team that plays like you. It's a team that wins games like you do, is coached like your team is coached. We just heard from D'Amico Ryans. He sort of bristled, at the idea of, hey, what about the four games away, as Will Anderson pointed to after the game yesterday. He goes, no, one game at a time. Well, what about, the leadership and showing them how it's done? Oh, we know how to get it done. We know how to get there. I thought that was very revealing from him. So it's just a matter of they are playoff ready. They have everything it takes on the defensive side for sure, and including, on offense with C.J. Stroud, finding his way with this offense, embracing this offense. There are a few things that you definitely want to kind of watch. And I think foremost among those, and I don't mean to dominate the conversation here because I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Sure.
But some of these.
And of course, yours, listener, 713-572-4610.
Yes. Penalties, game management, mental errors. I'd like to point you to two drives that I made note of.
Oh, yeah, I got them here. And I color code them, so there's a lot of bright yellow.
Yours are better than mine, then. So the Texans had a real good drive going early, and they were in deep into Colts territory. But then Jawar Jordan got tackled by one arm, which is one of those things that happen when you're a smaller running back. A guy just kind of reached out and grabbed him in backfield for a loss. Then there was an intentional grounding, and that led to a field goal. Then another drive, not long after that, C.J. Stroud made a great drive, a great throw to Jaden Higgins inside the 10-yard line.
Incredible ball, in fact.
It was a great play.
And great job by Higgins winning off the line of scrimmage. Yeah. I have that in my notes, and I know what's about to come next. Do you want to hit me with the punchline?
Ed
punch
Ingram
line?
Was 7 yards downfield. It's one thing to be like, well, was he? Oh, no, he was. He was by a mile. He was 7 yards with an offensive lineman downfield. How did that one end? Field goal.
Yes.
So those are the things. You get into Pittsburgh and you get into a cold, tight game that's they like to play it just like you do. Is that something that's going to haunt you?
Well, it's interesting because all of this, what you're pointing to, point back to something that you started kind of talking about when you were talking about this run that they've been on. Again, 9 straight wins. Talk to your mommy. In these 9 straight wins, they're finishing these games, but there has been a little bit of leakage here and there that at times they've patched and gone back and forth. One of those, I think, is looking at how do you feel about the mental lock-in that's happened. And you started pointing in. There was a lot of penalties that came up in this game, especially ones that ended drives, which is something that haunted this team early on in the year that they got better at. How are you feeling about it on that side? Because the defense, I think, is a whole nother one that we could talk about as well, that where you've seen a little bit of slippage, the explosives, as D'Amico Ryans was talking about when he talked to the Assemble media. How do you feel about that? Because these are some mental plays. You talk about it, right, where you have, you have an instance where you have 12 guys on the field because Shane Steichen has a heady play running out the punt team after having the fake punt. An eligible man downfield, which is, I think, in that moment, Ed Ingram not being – just incredibly aware of what the situation is. If that ball is coming out, you have to be in that. And it wasn't even one of those ticky-tacks. I think it was Jake Andrews who got caught on a ticky-tack. Was it last week or the week prior?
Right, it was like 2.5 yards.
Where it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't call that. But you have instances where a bad intentional grounding, where, hey, man, lock in and make sure that you know what you're doing in this moment, really be in that space. Ed Ingram, maybe not locked in that moment. These feel like mental mistakes that happen in the course of it. Not to say that mental mistakes are not impossible to happen. That happens, but when you have a team under the circumstances where your margins are very thin and you know that to be the case and the playoffs just inherently are thin margins, those are the types of things that could take you out.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And those little bitty – and you just heard from D'Amico Ryans. You can obviously hear it on the Odyssey app, and you'll hear some of it again as we move along here today on Sports Radio 610. But, the little tiny things like this. We talk about those games ending in – those drives ending in field goals. And Kyahmi Fairbairn is about as reliable a kicker as you can find in the NFL today. Absolutely. But your kicker should not be kicking 45 field goals, the most in NFL history.
Sure.
And so it's like,
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you balance it? You know, back, I kind of did the 6-7 thing right there. But do you balance it with, you got to be better than that. You can't be kicking those field goals.
You do.
And oh, by the way, Pittsburgh is notoriously bad, not as much recently, but really bad for field goal kickers. Ask Tyler Loop last night.
Yeah, it's a windy environment. It's not very helpful. The thing that gives me encouragement on the mental lock-in is that I trust the organizational structure that they have coaching-wise, at least when it comes to making sure that message gets downstream. In fact, it was one of the things that, again, D'Amico mentions in that presser where he talks about, or he's asked about, how do you go about the messaging, right? How do you go about the messaging here? Is it you got four games to your ultimate goal, or is it one game at a time? And D'Amico Ryan's one game at a time. And I believe that because that's what he's been saying. And not only has that been what he's saying, I am constantly, and it seems like something so small, I am constantly in awe of just how well they buy the, not the hype, but they buy, and the propaganda sounds crazy, but they buy the message.
It's kind of propaganda, but it's also a good, strong message.
It is. Yeah. It is. They buy the messaging to the point where not only is the messaging executed, but you hear them repeating the messaging outside of the presence of D'Amico or any of the coaches. The messaging comes organically. So I think that even in the moments where we go, hey, we've got to clean this up, I think that this is something that they can believe and get to on the offensive side, the defensive side as well, because that is what it's been for this team, is that even after wins, they go into the film room, and it is all, these are the things that we need to get better at. D'Amico Ryans hasn't strayed in that, so I believe in his ability to get these things corrected, and we've seen these things corrected at times. I just think that the course of the season probably allowed a little bit of leakage here. Now, that's not inherently a good thing. I prefer if it was just that they were rolling in like a gosh darn machine into the playoffs, but they're not right now. And I have to be honest about that. In the last couple of weeks, you've seen some of these things, but I know that they're capable of doing it. And I know that in this moment, especially with the additional day that is given to you with the game being on a Monday as opposed to a Saturday or Sunday,
right,
I'm fully in on the idea that they're going to do this and get these guys right. Also because it's not just coming from the top. There is a level of accountability, not just vertically.
And not just one guy on the defense. It's not just Will Anderson.
It's not vertically, it's horizontally.
It's Derek Barnett. It's Henry Toutoua is a real leader on this team. Obviously Al Shaair. Kamari Lassiter. Derek Stingley is just more deeds than words, but I think Kamari Lassiter is one of those guys. So I think, yes, you're right. The messaging is there. This defense can be overwhelming. The Texans are on a path that if they play their way and win these close games as they've won, as they've done nine times in a row now, winning games, they can win a Super Bowl. But let me ask you this. Was there anything that you got out of D'Amico Ryans talking about? I mean, he was exasperated about the 30 points and exasperated about the way his defense has let little things slip these last couple, including against the Chargers, if we're being honest. Is there anything there that maybe, not exposed, but maybe could give Aaron Rodgers some, okay, you know, something to chew on, so to speak?
Not really and truly, in my estimation. Now, I do think that not anything that he wouldn't have seen. I think that any good football person goes, hey, who's this new guy in the secondary? I would like to test him. I think that Kayvon Wallace has that. You saw there was a big play made because Kayvon Wallace, actually, was that actually a touchdown there?
The Alec Pierce?
Yes, where Kayvon Wallace and Tremont Smith mm-hmm. had a clear miscommunication on who was supposed to have
the
deep man.
They don't play with each other. They haven't played with each other.
Right. I think that's one of those, that miscommunication happened. They'll have an opportunity to exchange ideas. And then you have Alec Pierce there. You have Alec Pierce in another instance where, for the first time in a little while, I saw someone cook Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
And I say that with all the respect for what mm-hmm. Derek Stingley is. I've liked him since dating back to LSU when he looked like he was a man amongst boys.
Yeah.
But he got cooked in that place. And I think that Alec Pierce, he stands as somewhat unique in the league where I don't know how many straight line burners exist like Alec Pierce. Now, of course, you could say, hey, there's DK Metcalf right over there on the other side of that. And I go, all right.
That's kind of where I was going.
I hear you on it. But I think that this was a unique circumstance. And I don't know how many of these are like, oh, that's something I could pick on, or that just worked in this moment.
That's one of the things where I was like, okay, and I'm just sitting here talking about how this team can win a Super Bowl with this defense. But I do think the Riley Leonard, Alec Pierce thing, DK Metcalf didn't play last night, is going to play against the Texans, and is that kind of player. Is that kind of player where if you put the ball in the right spot, he will absolutely go get it with his size and his speed. So I think that's something that probably definitely concerns D'Amico as well.
And I will take you once more, because we've done a lot of referring back to D'Amico here. The reason why I could say the Texans are playoffs ready is something that I think he acknowledged as well. This has been their reality for a little while. Maybe not like actually, factually, they are fighting for their life, but it felt like it for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And you could make the argument very easily that they were in playoff mode.
Yeah.
And I think this comes back again to the D'Amico, every game, one game in front of you, you earn the right for the next one. I think that that's the mode that they've been in. I think that they can default back to that. I think they hold each other accountable across with all the many leadership positions that they have on mm-hmm. the team, whether they're explicit or implicit.
Yeah.
I think that they have built a team this year that is well-designed for what they want to do. Right? We can have our qualms about the decision that they made on how they built this team, but they did well in building within that context. And so if that's the way that you want to build your team, let's go into it. It's weird that the way that I thought to illustrate that is, did you ever watch like BattleBots, like the robots?
Yeah. Oh, I love that show.
And sometimes you would see somebody make a robot and you're like, why did you make the robot just one spinning piece? It doesn't make sense. And then it'd go out and beat some robot and you're just like, why is that working? That's sometimes the way that I feel about this Texas team.
Then you have this fancy three-tiered robot with all these arms and legs, and it gets whacked on the first 10 seconds.
You know what I mean?
It's not real strong. It's just fancy.
This is the way my brain works. I apologize.
I actually love this one.
But I think I
want to talk about them some more.
Right? I think that that's what they did with this team. It's just
they
decided they want to do it this way.
Well.
But they do it this way, and they have all of the team built to sustain that. That's why I believe that they're playoff ready. You come into the playoffs, you do something well. If you can continue to execute, which they've done a lot of times outside of like moving pieces here and there. Mm-hmm. And I think over time that they find their equilibrium, and I believe them capable of doing that again here.
Yeah. I mean, it is a good day for the Texans to feel good about the opponent. It's going to be a close, tough game. I've said that multiple times today, and I know you think I'm jinxing it, but it's going to be a very low scoring, very tough, very hard game. Because both teams play that way. But I think the Texans are just flat better.
Oh, I don't actually believe in jinxes. I just know. I love comedy. And I know a setup when I hear one. Right? The punchline is coming. When
41
you're doing,
to 40?
I just know a setup when I hear one.
Yeah.
If you did mention one thing that I did not point to and I did not speak on because I don't really have a great answer for it, which is game management.
Mm-hmm.
End of the first half, you do have another moment here where you go, huh?
Yeah,
that's one way to handle this, right? Not using your timeouts, trying to you went to the half with timeouts.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where that's, if you talk about being playoff ready, and one of the things that you could throw up there, that's one of those things that I do go and I go, are you lessening your margins because of that? But I don't know that you could change
it. It's another one of those little things.
I don't know that you could change that one.
Those two drives really irritated me that ended with field goals, and it was their own doing. It was their own doing that did it.
It was. It was. That game did not need to be the close as close as it was, but we've said that sometimes. The thing that I imagine Amico Rines would return to is we finished.
One score game. We won.
We won.
Found a way to win.
How can I argue? They've done it 9 times in a row, 12 times in the total of this regular season, and they hope to do it again Monday night, not here, but Monday night in Pittsburgh versus the Steelers, who themselves needed a little bit of good fortune just to get through their game that got them in this position. So, hey, that's the playoffs, man. You get in and you just got to find a win. Just win, baby, is the quote. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's do our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.